When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, guys. Hello, hello. Hope everyone's doing well. Hope everyone's doing really well today. Yeah, so today I'm just going to breathe us on building the topic module 8 of the topic of the course. Even having a chat about this, building your personal resilience toolkit. We all need to have some accountability to, you know, to get over the idea that if we feel like we're totally becoming too, we want to do reassurance too well. We always need a reassurance. I'm going to talk about at the end of this podcast who is this course for. Maybe you can identify yourself with it. So building your personal resilience toolkit. At the moment, I'm feeling like I'm struggling to actually create this podcast. I'm trying to keep it in sequence, a podcast a day, and then this one's really important, I think, because it provides us it's really super important, you know, to build our own personal resilience toolkit, right? We're all facing something. We're all going through something every day. Stresses and major life challenges. Everyone's got it. There's no doubt of that. So having a set of coping strategies can make all the difference. And it's actually just a distraction to the what we might be going through. We all need to be distracted in a positive way. So having a positive toolkit, right, to be able to just divert our attention to something else is wonderful. So, and this allows us to tap, you know, do the right thing, like form the habits that provide us harmony and gets us out of the distracted mind. So when we talk about this module, you know, we focus on two main objectives here. We create this kind of personalized toolkit for coping with coping strategies and resources that work for you specifically. And then we can look into, you know, comforting practices. We'll chat on, you know, we can talk about that a little bit, and then to promote your mental well-being. All right, now this kind of sounds good, right? So let's go on with a little bit longer. Let's talk about it. Let's get a bit deeper into it. Now, also, let's look at breaking down some of the activities that will help us, you know, achieve these goals. First, if you do come to the particular course, and there will be a workshop, you know, I am actually talking about the workshop at the moment, and this is just a little workshop. There's about 10 modules, and this just happens to be number 8 on the list. And you know, you'll have a chance to explore various coping strategies in a Zoom workshop. We'll introduce you to, well, the course will introduce you to practices like mindfulness, physical activities, even creative outlets. There'll be a chance to brainstorm with others on breakout rooms on Zoom, and it is an internet over one. It is it's over the net, this particular one, and you'll be able to discover what resonates with you. And you know what? Don't worry so much about it for now. We'll provide you with worksheets, and they'll be sent to you in email. That'll help you organize your thoughts, and you'll compile this toolkit. You know, whatever works for you. You can include everything from apps to books, and even local resources. And then next we'll be sharing. There will be a sharing session. This is where the real magic happens, guys. You'll get to connect with others, share unique strategies, connect, right, and learn from each other's perspectives. That's the beautiful part about it. So when you we'll pair you up with a few others, and you know, you will be running the workbook from that also. Now this session particularly for this particular module will give us a sense of community. We'll believe that, you know, we'll move into that, you know, we'll understand more what resilience is all about, and it'll strengthen through the shared experiences in the community. So who knows, you might even find a new favorite coping strategy just by listening to someone else's, right? And by the end of the module, right, this particular module, you will walk away with comprehensive personal resilience toolkit. That's what you'll get, and it'll be kind of tailored just for you. And remember, resilience is a journey. It takes, you know, awareness of what's going on for us. So, you know, and it's all about discovering what works best for our mental well-being. I can tell you one thing at the moment, there's some looping going on in my mind, okay? And then also thought about, just change the subject a bit, also thought about what is my best working time? When am I most productive? For me, it is past 12 o'clock, right? With a nice cup of coffee, and then we're off. So I thought I'd get this particular podcast out of the way, because it's a great topic, and it's a great topic for us to learn from, to share it if you wish. And yeah, it's great. So if you're hearing this and you find this a little bit helpful already for you, I've got a little bit more to share. But once again, don't forget to, you know, give us the thumbs up if you're looking at YouTube, or, you know, just like, subscribe if you're looking, if you're coming in from Apple or Spotify, and just hit that notification bell, you know, so you won't miss out any of our upcoming videos or podcasts. Stay in touch. You know, I'm providing a lot of resource and value for you guys to, you know, to maybe just get a, you know, hear something out, you know. Oh, that's a wonderful nugget, right? Grab your nuggets, you know, and go and do stuff. We know, we'd love to hear more about your personal resilience strategy. How are you coping? What are you doing? Yeah, maybe you can comment. You're invited to comment below, you know. And thanks for watching. And yeah, once again, and let's move on. Once again, just thanking you for watching. Let's just move on one more time. Let's look at, like, let's go a little bit deeper into the module now. This particular module, once again, is called Developing Personal Resilience Toolkit. So in through doing certain things, we develop this toolkit that we need to know. Not just leave life to chance, right? That's what we all do. We just leave life to chance. And let's not chance life. Let's actually do things. Let's create these habits that, you know, it will equip us with this personalized set of strategies and resources to enhance our resilience. Right, to be able to cope with things and not to be in the looping mind, you know. Looping mind gets us nowhere. We sometimes we're looping, we don't even, you know, sit back behind ourselves and become the observer of our loopings, right? And then we still be caught in this loop. There's no need for that. Let's chap, you know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, like someone I know says, let's get to it, right? No point for looping. Anyway, let's go on now. Talking again back to the personal resilience toolkit, you will gain awareness of your unique coping mechanism once you participate with this, and then also look at comforting practices. What you know, what come to practice that can help you with your mental health and well-being. So that's nice to know that there are some counting practices that helps us to get along easier in this life. So the whole objective, once again, is to create this personalized toolkit for coping strategies and resilience. You know, you'll be able to explore various coping strategies. Again, saying mindfulness is important, meditation, physical activities, things you can do, creative outlets that you can do, social support you can gain, even through our memberships platform or through Facebook communities that I run. You're most welcome to join those. They will, you know, you look at different resources available in apps and books and podcasts and community services that can help you in your reassurance journey. All right, because yeah, it's all about finding more about this, all these modules of leading into another, and they're all about thinking about being aware about reassurance, you know. Sometimes, whether you know it or not, we're looping, that's the trigger for our anxiety. The idea that we're looping, but now because of this course, right, and you've been following this course so far with me, that you can see that even you're building a, you know, you get to participate, then you can also build a beautiful resilience journey for yourself. And let's look into more on the comforting practices that really, really help us and promote mental well-being. So you'll be able to reflect on and also articulate your personal practices that provide comfort and support your mental health, such as journaling, meditation, or type of hobbies that you love doing, as again, a positive distraction. I do have a podcast on positive distractions, mental positive distractions available. If you look at a few of my episodes I do talk.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
About that, so yeah, go and have a look at that particular podcast if you wish. It is available now. So moving along, you also looking into the importance of self-care routines, and you know, we can go with that. We can ask each other questions: what are you doing for self-care, right? What routines are you doing? Just integrate them into your daily life, so once again we can become and have that resilience we're looking for. Man, we're just human beings having a human experience, and everything's a habit. So unless you recognize that you're caught in a habit, then you're caught in a treadmill, and that's where the mind runs. We need to give ourselves a mental rest. All right, this whole idea of this toolkit is to provide ourselves with a mental rest. And workshops, so, you know, like you'll be giving that workshop, and the workshop involves like a resilience toolkit that's available to you guys. All right, that's easily available to you via the net, and you'll be given a link once you know if you decide to participate in it. And we'll be looking into different coping strategies and practices, and demonstrations. So you'll have breakout sessions where you will brainstorm together and discuss your preferred methods for and resources. You'll be able to compile a wonderful toolkit for yourself, your personal toolkit that includes a listing of coping strategies, resources, comforting practices, and tailored for your needs. Okay, that's what's going to happen. The materials that we're going to need for the workshop and brainstorming, organizing thoughts, you'll get them, access to resources like books, articles, certain apps you can go to, you know, it's all about practice. And maybe you can even get yourself some art supplies for creative expressions and, you know, chalking things and creating things, just so, again, it's a positive distraction. Creativity, art has, exploring your creative expression, creative opportunities. There'll also be sharing sessions to discuss effective coping strategies. That's the wonderful part. And then you'll be also have an opportunity to be gathered. You'll gather in a small group on Zoom, breakout rooms, okay, once again, to share your toolkits and, you know, discuss the strategies you find personally most effective for you. And then they'll also have opportunity for feedback and collaborative ideas, generations among peers there. So it's all there. So yeah, we all learn together, and to reinforce the idea that resilience is a collective effort and can be strengthened through shared knowledge. So again, that's the beautiful part about it. There'll also be follow-ups in the future. Once you go into this course, if you have info, if you're interested in this course, please do email me directly if you wish, and we can get you started on this particular course. It's good for us. So yeah, I think the basis of this particular podcast is to share some information with you that there is such a course available, on module 8. There'll be monthly check-ins and support groups and Facebook groups, and to establish this and maintain this accountability. But we all need to be accountable to ourselves, to others, and that's how come sometimes it's wonderful to hire a coach, life coach, anxiety coach, just to help you build this resilience. And again, it's all about positive distractions, not negative ones, and to get out of our looping mind, over ruminating thoughts and so on. Well, friends, by the end of the module 8, you will have this comprehensive personal resilience toolkit available to you. You'll be learning about this, you'll be practicing, and then you can turn into like if you're feeling the stress, right? You can turn into this particular area. If you're feeling the stress, you can go straight back to your toolkits, straight back to this podcast if you wish, okay? Anytime, come back to this podcast anytime, just a reminder there's something there available for you to do. And it's available, and this particular course is available, for always, for a lifetime. So once you join this, and there'll be, you can have look at your strategies again, resources. And then, again, you already have, by listening to this, you have a deep understanding of your own mental well-being, what's needed, what practice is required, just to keep that support network peer. So, there is that. So, yes, all available to you. So, one more thing before I wind this particular podcast. I just want to let you know who is this course, this particular course available. It's, this resource available for two. And basically, the course that I've been carrying on for the last, teaching from, and it's called the Beyond Resources, Building Confidence and Resilience. So, we are now celebrating Module 8, finishing up on that. And again, as I mentioned in the beginning of the course, of this particular, of the presenting all these modules, right? And it's best, who's it best suited for? Well, it's best suited for the following people. And you go, and it's like individuals struggling with anxiety, those who frequently seek reassurance due to feelings of anxiety and self-doubt. Oh boy, well, good one. professionals in high-pressured elements and environments, employees or leaders in demanding jobs who feel the need for constant validation from peers or survivors, people in codependent relationships, individuals who find themselves overly reliant on partners of emotional support and validation. We need to break out of that, cool. And it's all about independence, building independent skills. Students facing academic pressure at the moment, learners who seek excessive feedbacks, always feedback from their teachers or peers, impacting their confidence and performance. That's not doing very good. If you've come this far, we know what that's all about. And new parents, individuals who've just had a baby, who are navigating like parenthood, who may feel insecure about the parenting abilities and seek reassurance from others. And then we have individuals recovering from trauma. Those working through past traumas that life has dished out to them. It's time to really get into this and learn your tools and practice your tools, my friends, because, understand your trauma. And this has seriously impacted your self-esteem and confidence level. So if you're hearing this and you are traumatized or you're holding on to trauma, it's time for you to practice these. Now, if you go to a counselor or a psychologist, and they also design something like this for you, what is your toolkit to use? So also socially anxious peoples, social anxiety phobias, people who struggle in social situation often seek like validation from others to feel accepted and loved, right? And they ask a million questions themselves, and as they keep asking questions, they keep impounding, increasing their anxiety levels, and that kind of hinders them from sweetness of this life. So folks, if you're listening to this, if you have this, this course might be for you. Creative professionals, artists, writers, performers who look for external approval from to validate their creative work. And then we have personal development enthusiasts, individuals interested in self-improvement, who want to enhance their self-confidence, emotional resilience, and trying to work out what it's all about. And again, finding some tools that will work for them. And last one, anyone seeking personal growth. People who want to cultivate a stronger sense of self-independence, moving beyond need for reassurance in their daily lives. So my friends, this course does provide valuable insights, tools for anyone looking to strengthen their confidence and resilience, regardless of their specific circumstance. So get on it. Let's all get on it. Personally, this it's really helped me to become the observer, the witness of this course. And I'm as a teacher, anxiety coach, course provider, a facilitator, I find more value for myself as I practice these particular courses. So that's been like a skeleton structure of the course, and if you feel this is once again really, really hit home for you, by all means, send me a text, send me an email. I will also send you a link that'll send you down to my Calendly, which you can make an appointment one-on-one if you wish. So anyway, thank you for listening, thank you for being here, thank you for arriving, thank you for sharing up for yourself. This is Nick here, Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, your coach for anxiety. And I look forward to the next podcast, module 9. All the best.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.